It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. We've gotten down to the third verse, but we're going to begin reading with verse 1 again today. And so again, this is kind of an overview of what we've already studied, but it had been such a period of time that we had looked at this. It was almost a year and a half since we'd looked at this text here as we went through the wonderful study verse by verse. And so we're just taking some beautiful sections of this scripture to remind us of what is important, that it's the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It's not the law. The law cannot save. And so as we enjoy this, why, please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there, over 1,000 studies we have on the website, so please that you would look to see if it would help you to grow and or to help you come to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. And if you'd like to email us, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today as we begin now with Romans chapter 8, beginning to read with the first verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemns sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. What a wonderful scripture text. We're going to stop with that 11th verse and go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank You today that we can just enjoy Your presence, that by being born again, by inviting You to come into our hearts and save us and take our sins away, that You send the Comforter, and the Comforter comes immediately upon confessing our sin and calling upon the Lord Jesus. Father, thank You. Please that You would now guide and lead us through Your precious Word each and every day. We praise again You that You have sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to live within our hearts forever. Thank You, Father, for the presence that You have given us. Thank You for the wisdom and the strength and the power. Please now that You would guide and lead us through Your Word and bring those that are listening to salvation, those that do not know You as their Savior, but those, Father, that know You as their Savior, they're born again. Help them to grow. Help them to recognize the victory that they possess in knowing and having the Holy Spirit living in their heart. Please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us today now. Help us with this study. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. we find here in the third verse, and again, I said we got down through that third verse, and we need to understand that for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. There's nothing wrong with the law. The law is perfect. We need to understand that. The law is perfect. But because the flesh is weak, we cannot keep the law. And so a perfect law that cannot be kept by us promises us death. And this is what it's saying here and telling us here. And again, just to back up and read the first two verses so we can really move properly into that third verse, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What a victory that we possess. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, verse 3, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. So understand what our Lord Jesus, what he has taken care of here. Jesus made in the likeness of sinful flesh. Jesus took our nature as it is in us, and yet without sin. He took all the infirmities. He was encompassed with all the infirmities, with nothing to distinguish him as man from sinful man, save that he was without sin. So understand that statement. In every way, he looked at it as we did. However, he didn't act the way we act because he had no sin in him. He never sinned. And we're going to confirm that by looking up to Hebrews chapter 4. So we look at the book of Hebrews, 1st, 2nd Timothy, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, and then we just continue to move through the precious books and right into from Titus to Philemon and then Hebrews, and I hope that helps you as we just kind of take our time. I don't want you not to see this. And so we find Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. You see, he faced every challenge, every hurt, every pain that we faced, but was in all points tempted like as we are yet without sin. And so that is our Lord Jesus. That's a beautiful statement, an understanding of our Lord and Savior. And so as we move now once again back to Romans chapter 8, verse 3, we find, and for sin, as this third verse tells us, let's go down through that verse of Scripture, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned in the flesh, literally, and about sin is what that means, on the business of sin. He came to take our sin away, not for something he needed, but for our sin, condemn sin in the flesh. That's what our Lord Jesus did. He condemned it. He gave us the victory. That is caused it to lose its power over man, what Jesus did, and for sin, literally, it all about sin. On the business of sin, there would be a definition there, condemn sin in the flesh. And again, that is what's given us victory and power and strength, because it did cause the opportunity that the power was no longer over man, this power of sin. Christ's mission to atone for sin, but also in the virtue of that atonement to destroy its dominion and power over believers. And so not only is our sin taken away, But for the first time in your life, if you would come to Jesus today, your sins would be forgiven, but also now we have the power to have victory over that sin. Prior to that, we didn't. No wonder we sinned all the time, because we had no power or no victory over that. But we find here that there is now power and victory over sin because of the accomplishment and the work that our Lord Jesus has done for us. By the cross of Jesus, sin is condemned for Jesus as a sin offering. So we find that our Lord and Savior was our sin offering. He paid the price. And we have a couple of verses, scriptures, that I would like to read. One is here in Romans, the third chapter, verse 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, we know that. We need a sin offering, and our Lord Jesus is that offering. Now let's also go back to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. Isaiah 53. Please, use your Bibles, use this precious sword, the Word of God. The reason a person is deceived and tricked today is because of ignorance. It's because of not knowing the precious Word of God. And if you do not search the Word of God, you'll make the same mistakes that your parents and grandparents made, possibly. And so please, that you look to the Word of God. Do not follow the traditions of man, but follow the Word of God. And that's what we have here, and that's what we're telling here. So please, just listen very carefully. Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. What a victory do we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. What a joy. And it tells us in the fourth verse of Romans chapter 8 that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Once again, I'm going to read that again for us to understand. Romans 8, 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us only through and by the Lord Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And how do we walk after the Spirit? Is being born again. You cannot do it without being born again, having calling on. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it's not just the words. You have to believe in thine heart. Speak it with your mouth. And I'm going to tie in verse 3 and verse 4 here as we look at these words. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. See, it all ties together. Sometimes when we take it apart and do one verse at a time, we lose the continuity between the two. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That the righteousness of the law, as this fourth verse tells us, what wonderful words, the righteousness of the law. The righteousness demands, or the precepts of the law. And so we have to live a perfect life in order to please our God and to be obedient to the law. Meaning here that the obedience which the law calls for might be fulfilled in us. How can that be? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how it can be. It's not something you can do on your own or by yourself, but it is something that you can possess because God gives us his righteousness when we come by faith. And the scripture continues here in this fourth verse. It says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Here in this verse, as in verse 1 and as in this verse, verse 1 says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Look at verse 4, the end of verse 4, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walk not is a result of being born again. It's not a condition to be born again. It is a result of being born again. We need to understand that very, very clearly. Again, it is not a condition to be born again. Many people, many religions have tied works to salvation. You must work. You must be baptized. You must stay faithful. You must do this. You must do that in order to please and to possess this salvation, to please God. We need to serve Him, yes. But salvation is not conditional. Salvation is a gift that God gives us. And so please trust in Him. Walk with Him. To walk according to the flesh is to seek to establish one's own righteousness by trying to keep the law or by doing the works of the law. All right, that is what that first part is speaking of, as we've looked at this, back in the third verse and in the fourth verse. We need to understand that walk not for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so we need to recognize that, again, it is not the condition to be born again. It is a result of being born again. To walk according to the flesh is to seek to establish one's own righteousness by keeping the law. It's very simple. This is the nature, this is the natural thing that the flesh wants to do. That's the reason so many religions you pop up and adopt this doctrine, because it's a natural thing. Well, it's not the natural thing. It's not the thing of the flesh. It's a thing of the Spirit. And that's where most miss it. They miss that the realizing that it's all about the Spirit. It's all about the Holy Spirit that comes and indwells you, and now you have the power and the strength. Now you have forgiveness of sins, because the only way that Spirit's going to come to live within you is for you to realize, to acknowledge that you're a sinner, and you need Jesus as your Savior, and you invite Him into your heart. That is the only way that's coming. So you see, the natural thing is that the flesh wants to do something for their salvation. But on the other hand, to walk according to the Spirit of God is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, come by faith to Him, trusting in Him as Savior and as Lord. And so please, make Him your master. Walk with Him each day. Serve Him each day, please. And on to the fifth verse here now. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but the things that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You see, how many times does Paul go through this? Well, the reason is because he knew the people he was talking to, and that God had him to record, by the Spirit of God, recorded this for us, that it would constantly and forever be a problem that people would desire to please the flesh and follow after the flesh and ignore the opportunity of salvation, even ignore the need of salvation. And so please look to the Lord Jesus. For that they are after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The possession of the heart determines the practices of life. Who possesses your heart? We speak of the flesh all the time, but when you're controlled by the flesh, it means you're controlled by the devil. So you're either controlled by the devil, or Satan, or you're controlled by the Lord Jesus Christ through and by the Spirit of God that lives in your heart. So the possession of the heart determines the practices of life. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to repent and call upon the Lord Jesus for salvation, or are you going to continue to go after the flesh? I pray that you go after the Spirit. You surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, the flesh here in this fifth verse is the evil nature. They that are after the flesh, they are unsaved people who are dominated by the indwelling of sinful nature. You're driven by that. That is controlled. The devil owns your heart. The only way you can get past that, get beyond that, is to acknowledge the sin that's there. And, oh, the devil doesn't want you. He wants you to live and enjoy that sin. Well, that sin means death, and he knows it. The old devil wants some company because he's already condemned. He's already been damned to hell. And so please that you will call upon Jesus so you do not join him. He's going to cause you so much misery in this life. Don't let him destroy your future life, because he will. You will find yourself in the lake of fire where the burning, the fire never ends, the heat never ends, the torment never ends. Please. Please come by faith to Jesus. Enjoy a wonderful life. It's not just a life after this one. It's this life. It's such a joy to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't miss that. Please don't miss that. As we look at these verses of Scripture, again, the flesh here is the evil nature. They that are after the flesh, they're unsaved people. That may be you, and I hope today that you will come and no longer be dominated by your sinful nature, by the old devil. And the Scripture tells us in verse 5 there, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Do mind. A deliberate setting of one's mind upon certain things is what that do mind. A deliberate setting of one's mind upon certain things. So the mind is set on the flesh. So it all comes back to the heart. And when you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, the old devil's sitting right on that throne in your heart, and he is controlling you, and he controls your heart, so he controls your mind. So we need to see that the things of the Spirit, we do set the mind, our mind, on not on the things of the flesh, but on the things of the Spirit. To be saved, those that are saved, the Spirit indwells them. The desires of the things of the Spirit become who we are and what we enjoy. And we recognize for the first time that we possess life. Those saved, that indwelt by the Spirit, desire the things of the Spirit because the Spirit is leading us. You say, well, I'm not about to do that. I like my life. I like my ways. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, your ways are the ways of death. Your ways are the ways of the devil. Your ways are the ways of destruction. Your ways are the ways that will bring heartache and suffering to you and to your families. You know, as you come by faith to Jesus, then you have the opportunity to bring your family members, your children, your parents, your siblings, your spouse, your friends to the Lord Jesus. What an opportunity. What a joy that is. However, if you choose not to, then what you're doing is you're making it more difficult for those around you to be saved because you're keeping them from salvation, not giving them salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, by introducing them to the Lord Jesus. Please that you come. The flesh does not lead or guide by the Spirit. The Spirit leads us. And so the flesh, the devil, we can look at those things, and they desire with everything to lead us astray. And so please that once and for all come by faith to Jesus and walk with him. So the desires of the heart show the position spiritually, whether you're saved or lost. It's very clear. It's very clear. You're on the opposite side of God or you're on God's side. You're on the devil's side or you're on God's side. There's no middle of the road. And without salvation, without being born again, without trusting the Lord Jesus, there is no opportunity of owning, possessing, having the righteousness of God. None whatsoever. So please, please, my dear friend, you say, well, I've never been taught that. I've never understood that. Call, email me, whatever you'd like to do. I would love to visit with you about this, tell you how to be born again, that you can enjoy this wonderful life of being a child of God. On to verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And so you see it, you think, well, I'm going to have to give all these things up. You're not even going to desire them, because you're going to recognize how destructive that was and how much it was destroying you and your family, and now you have life. Please, for to be carnally minded means to have the mind of the flesh, which is death. It not only ends in death, so that such are dead while they live. You understand that? So you don't even have life now. But the life after this one is going to make this one look like paradise. So understand that you are getting the blessings of the presence of the Spirit in this world in other believers. You're getting that blessing. But the day that you leave this life and go on to the next, there will be no presence of the Spirit of God to give you that benefit. You will be totally and completely separated from God. We're going to look back at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 5, the 6th verse. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. So if you look at all the opportunities of the flesh and you miss the opportunity of salvation here and now, you're not living. You think you are. You're thinking you're having so much fun, but you know down your heart you're not. So please, come by faith to Jesus. And let the Spirit guide you, and you for the first time will have contentment and peace and joy. So please look to the Lord Jesus Christ. To be spiritually minded, or minding of the Spirit, the pursuit of spiritual things. That's what happens when you get saved. Everything changes. Now, it doesn't change over, some people it does, but most people it doesn't change overnight. It takes a lifetime, but that work is underway, and the joy is there, and the peace is there. It's so much joy to walk each and every day when we mind the things of the Spirit here in this 6th verse. For the carnal mind is death. There's no question about it. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know what you're looking for? You're looking for peace constantly. You're looking to be content. You're looking for peace. You're looking for satisfaction. But it's not coming, because it never comes. You're never satisfied. You're never at peace. So you just keep driving yourself. And many times it's to alcohol or to drugs or to material things. You just keep going and moving forwards, trying to get that peace that you want and that happiness you want. You will never, never, never find it. Only if you come by faith to Jesus and turn from your ways. And you say, well, I don't want to. Well, then you don't want peace. You don't want your sins forgiven. You're dying and you're dead in your trespasses and sins right now. You have no idea the life that is offered to you. You have no idea. Please, please come to Jesus and trust in Him. The mind that is controlled by the Holy Spirit is the mind of life and peace. What joy. If our minds are interested, if it's on the flesh, if it's on that course of action, it means death. If our minds and hearts are set on the things of the Spirit, it means life. So we need to look that direction. Peace means to bind that which has been separated. We're going to bring ourselves back to the fellowship and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?